This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, covers the NBA, Memphis Grizzlies, the Pelicans, but all across the board, we'll have a lot of playoff talk with Chris Dotson, who joins us today. Chris, before we get into the playoff talk, when the games have not quite shaped up the matchup, I think, like we thought when we spoke about this last week, but I had someone ask me this, and so I said, well, okay, next time I'll have Chris Dotson on, I'll ask him about it. What do you think is more likely to happen with the seventh overall pick with the Pelicans? They keep that pick and use it on a big man, or they deal that off?
Oh, it's got to be deal that off. We've talked about the only thing that I knew for sure was that Zion and that seventh overall pick more than likely just won't be playing with each other.
Okay, so you feel pretty strongly that this will be some sort of deal, if it's a one-on-one deal or a three-way trade, that the Pelicans will deal off that seventh overall pick. And what I'm gathering from what you're saying, that would be involved in acquiring another big man, correct?
Correct. That's something you're going to use to acquire a big man, not something you're going to draft another big man, especially after last year. We talked about it. I think if they do stay at seven, it'll be more of the Igor Dimon out of BYU or Derek McQueen out of Maryland. Some of those more switchable, versatile wing guys to come in and play that role. And the big man would be another veteran to come in to, you know, give them a little bit of experience at the position, because they had none last year with Carlo Mackovich and Misi trying to go out there and do something. It just didn't work out.
Well, I hope they don't ask Igor to shoot too many times. I have watched him, and you can get better, but oh my goodness. Now, he's a good athlete, and he really, for a big man, he distributes the ball very well. But oh, man, shooting the ball, that seems to be a chore for Igor, to be honest with you. Has the playoffs, the way it's set up today, and last night was a close game, and it was a pretty well-played game. We saw Anthony Edwards not being able to kind of make the big play in the clutch for the Timberwolves. But are you surprised about how – because we love matchups, you and I. We've talked about this before, because I think that's part of sports. We love that, you know, one team is sort of built one way, the other team built another, and just to kind of square off, that has not necessarily happened in both the East or the West.
Right. Hey, we've talked a lot about how styles make fights, and we love that. Just want to see a good game as a neutral. And, yeah, last night, that's exactly what I expected from every game in the Western Conference Final, to be like close, hard fought, the Thunder coming out on the top ever so slightly, because I've had them all year. But, I mean, that was a fun game to watch. Maybe it wasn't the cleanest playoff game, but SGA stepped up. J-Dub stepped up. Their best players were their best players, and Minnesota showed that their best players, they're just not quite there yet as a team, and that's fine because they're going to be back next year. But, yeah, as far as just a game to watch, I love last night. We can stay on that if you want, but I got plenty to say about the Knicks and Pacers too, because that's a historical rivalry that, you know, just for the nostalgic and the neutral fan. I can't remember the last time I was glued to every game of a playoff series like these two, just from a Styles Makes Fight perspective.
Real quick, before we get into that, I did want to bring up OKC and just give them their flowers for their defense. Chris, it's unbelievable. I mean, you talk about, there was a stat that they read the other night that basically OKC, every single game that they've played in the playoffs, only once have they had less turnovers than the other team. Minnesota had all these things going for them last night with hitting all the threes. Like, you get a good Dante DiVincenzo game. I know you can say about, you know, Anthony Edwards, was he really aggressive in that matchup or anything like that? But they were throwing the kitchen sink at him at times, Chris. And in all honesty, with the game that Minnesota put up last night, the fact that OKC won, it's a testament to the turnovers that they created and just the defensive pressure that they put on Minnesota.
Right, and I was in OKC in Memphis for their round one. I've seen what Caruso did to Jaren Jackson Jr. We've seen what he's done throughout, just as an individual. And as a team, they just keep bringing them. Lou Dort, J-Dub, the other Jalen Williams. They are just so put together and on a string, tight, to communicate better than any team in the world that I've seen, as far as just sitting right there courtside and listening to them talk. It's going to be tough to break them down. They had their one stinker, you know, in game three. They lost that one. But other than that, this Thunder team is just playing the best basketball at the best time. And, yeah, it's great to see if you just like hoops.
Yeah, Chris, I think what we're seeing is the confidence of a young team. And all of them as a group have never kind of been on this court for, you know, kind of walking the aisle at this level. But now you see the in clutch situations, how OKC's players have handled this. Their poise, to me, have been the most impressive part of the series so far.
Right. And I just did an exclusive with Kenny Hustle, old Pelicans player, talking to Coach Mark Dagnall. And, I mean, posted it, you know, maybe last week. But he was talking about how we tell players, look, you have permission to go make a play. You do not have permission at the highest levels to think about going to make that play. And this team has kind of taken that mantra and said, we have permission to go just take the playoffs by the throat. We can win this title, but we cannot think about it right here in the moment. We have to stay in the moment, keep fighting, keep battling, keep doing the things that got us here. And it's been a few days since I've seen them. I didn't go to Minnesota. It's too cold up there for that nonsense. But they've really stuck to that mantra of don't think about it, just go do it. And I think we need more of that in this world, whether it's basketball or otherwise.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Chris, I know the people in the upper echelons of the NBA have to love this, that the Knicks have you watching, because I think it sort of falls into a lot of genres. For people a certain age, they remember the Knicks of the 70s. And, man, they were really – and they had stars on that team. If it was Willis Reed and Walt Frazier and DeBuscher.
Bernard King.
Yeah, and then Earl the Pearl Monroe. And then there's another, if you a little bit younger, you catch him in what you brought up, the Bernard King situation. And then if you're a little younger, you remember how the Pacers and the Knicks sort of squared off with one another, and that was some big-time hate between one another from a sports franchise. That, to me, has got to have the NBA with a smile because of the fact ratings this year, you know, it's, you know, you can't compete against the NFL or college football. You better get to understand that real quickly. But in this spot here, man, they are getting sort of front page news, a lot of that because of the Knicks. Like it or not, New York.
Right. Hey, New York travelers, there are $1,000 tickets from New York to Indy just to get over there for a game. Tickets are selling out. And yet, you're right, the league loves it. I don't think they look at ratings so much anymore. The TV money's in the bag. That's going to be coming. All the sharing and social media, the new way people can send media, it's all up. So some of the people are worried about boogeymen that are long gone and dead. They're in the coffin. Nielsen ratings and who watches live at primetime, it doesn't matter. Right now, what you see, again, generally cannot remember the last time I was glued to the TV like this. Two historic franchises, the high-intensity play on both sides of the ball, passionate fans living and dying with each make or miss in New York, or a state named after a basketball movie. Maybe the Hoosier State come first, but I'm going to pretend like they named the state after the movie. I mean, you cannot get more passion than that in two fan bases that they love it. And then you got top-tier characters. You were talking about names. Hey, Patrick Ewing, John Starks, Reggie Miller. Get them in there. Now you got Jalen Brunson, Towns, Halliburton. They're really showing some emotions on the court that are winning over a new generation of fans in the way they consume the game. And I think you see it. I mean, Halliburton threw that choke up when they were down 17 and Carlisle got the challenges. All that went into a lot of social media clips that I think have brought a new generation to the game. And now they can learn about the Bernard Kings and the Earl of Pearls and all those old names, because they're going to be coming out for games 5, 6, and I hope this one really goes 7.
I'm right there with you, Chris. And this is kind of a two-part question. My first part is kind of looking back at game 3 because, yeah, I mean, do you think that the Pacers kind of missed a little bit of an opportunity there? Because you're up 20 points. It's a game where Jalen Brunson gets 4 fouls in the first half, and he doesn't really play much. Karl Anthony Towns was unbelievable in the fourth quarter. And then there was like that run in the third quarter where Deuce McBride was awesome. And, you know, we always talk about Thibodeau and his bench and how he only plays like 5 or 6 guys. I think that Kenny the Jet Smith had a really funny comment that Tibbs wouldn't play 9 guys in baseball, right? Something like that. Anyways, but with that opportunity that the Pacers had to go up 3-0, you're up 20 points on your home floor, and you just can't really seal the deal in the second half where the New York Knicks really mount that comeback. My first question is, how big of a missed opportunity was that to go up 3-0? And then the second half of it, you know, they're 2.5-point favorites in game 4 at home tonight. Vegas still likes you, but at the same time, the Knicks are looking to even the series up, at heading back to MSG.
Right, yeah, I don't know how much of obviously it's a big missed opportunity, but I don't think you can hang your hat on that because of what happened in game 1 with the comeback and other things that are happening. And then I went and looked, and at Halliburton is actually going through a bad shooting slump at home in the playoffs. If you look over the whole playoffs, Halliburton is shooting 19.5% from 3 at home. And his pull-up and the off-the-dribble 3 is basically non-existent. So the Pacers, given everything that's happened, they're lucky to be where they're at. It could be a lot worse for them. So, yeah, they can say that was a big moment that we let the opportunity slip away. But they've actually snatched victory from the jaws of defeat so many other times over the last month to get where they're at that I think they're just going to have to take that as a learning moment, not dwell on it. Because if they do, again, that's going to be thinking about the play and not going to make the play. That's when they'll get tied up with New York. And when it goes back to New York, it's going to be a tough environment to close out any kind of game for a road team in the MSG.
What's your thought tonight, Chris? Who pulls this out?
Oh, I still looking at all of it, I think just mentioning the Halliburton shooting, with his pops back in, I think he's going to pull it out tonight. You're going to see another 40-10-10 type game from Halliburton to really make a statement and say that, hey, look, this Indiana team is over. Whatever just happened, who cares? We're about to take this 3-1 and know that we can go in and get just one, you know, just be in such a great position to close out the series, even if the Knicks show up. You know, that's going to happen at least once, but I think the Pacers got it tonight.
Chris, the one thing about ratings today, and, you know, you and I are businessmen, and so we know it doesn't affect the deal that you've got in place, but if my ratings are really good, I can charge you more on advertising.
Yeah, you're right. You're definitely
see,
right
that,
there.
That's where the money part and ratings still play a part because, man, if I paid all this money for NBA rights, I got to make my money back some kind of way.
Should go back and count how many ads were in the final 30 seconds of that Minnesota OKC game.
And so you
right.
understand.
So you're encouraging the wrong thing here, Mike D. Let's keep it down and just play, you know, front to back like a high school game. No media timeouts. You stick your commercial in the bottom corner where you belong.
Chris, thanks so much. But, man, always enjoy having you on. Tremendous insights and appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. See y'all next time I'm down in New Orleans.
Thanks, Chris.
All righty. Chris Dotson does a great job covering the NBA for Clutch Points.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.